World leaders are still debating what to do about greenhouse gases, but the state of California is taking its own measures. Today, state clean air regulators will outline a proposal requiring automakers to reduce tailpipe emissions of carbon dioxide by nearly 30% over the next decade. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
California, which is home to roughly 10% of the nation's vehicles, has a long tradition of surpassing the federal government when it comes to pollution standards. This time, California is tackling the greenhouse gas emissions that environmentalists blame for climate change. Jerry Martin, a spokesman for California's Air Resources Board, says the reductions proposed by the Clean Air Agency are both modest and feasible.
Quite frankly, the types of technologies that the staff is looking at are already found on automobiles around the world today. There's nothing that car companies would have to invent in order to meet these rules.
The rules on greenhouse gases would be phased in starting in 2009. Within a decade, carbon dioxide emissions for all passenger vehicles would be cut by slightly more than 29% at an extra cost of about $1,000 per vehicle. By then, engines in California could shift gears constantly to improve performance or shut down rather than idling at red lights. These are two ways, Martin says, tailpipe emissions of carbon dioxide easily could be reduced. Modifying a car's air conditioning unit is another. But automakers say it doesn't matter whether these technologies already exist. Charles Torito with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers says what California really has proposed is a backdoor means of mandating even tougher gas mileage standards in the state.
The only way to reduce carbon dioxide from a vehicle is by increasing the efficiency of the engine. Carbon dioxide is a product of combustion, and the only way to regulate carbon dioxide from an automobile is to increase the fuel efficiency of that automobile.
And to that extent, says Torito, California has overstepped its authority.
Federal law prohibits each state from developing its own fuel economy standards. This would be to avoid a patchwork quilt of state regulations. And if this plan indeed does regulate fuel economy, then we believe it's in violation of federal law.
Since only the federal government has the power to set fuel economy standards, car makers have threatened to sue to block California's plan, which the Air Board is expected to approve in late September. The standards are mandated by a state law passed in 2002, before Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor. Although the law was signed by his predecessor, Schwarzenegger has pledged to defend the regulations in court. That puts him on a collision course with the Bush administration, which has backed away from regulating greenhouse gases. Jerry Martin with the Air Resources Board says California has clear authority to regulate air quality in the state, and therefore it's on firm legal footing.
Car companies have been trying to position this potential regulation, because it doesn't exist yet, as a CAFE standard, a fuel economy standard. What it is really is a tailpipe emission standard. It is true that some auto buyers will get some sort of benefit in fuel economy, but that is not the aim of the rule, nor is it the goal.
Other states, including New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, have expressed interest in modeling their own greenhouse gas standards on California's. Regulators in Europe have threatened to enact similar restrictions. Car companies there agreed to voluntarily cut carbon dioxide emissions by about one quarter over the next 4 years. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.